Well, they've been setting a standard, haven't they, the Swans? And Dane Rampey from the Swans joins us now. G'day, Dane.
Good morning, boys. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Good to chat. It's been a fantastic season. Obviously, you want to keep it going, you lot.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it didn't start too well, so, no. You know. So we'll take what we can get. I mean, after I guess, the first month, we really got stuck down and, really nailed down our processes and got into the swing of things, and we're stoked with the way we went that middle part of the year, but the last few weeks we've had a bit to work on, so there's still plenty to improve on.
Yeah, you can't complain about 12 wins in a row, mate. 13 would have been good, but geez, that slump at the beginning of the year it seems a lifetime ago.
It does seem a long time away, but the thing with footy is it can change, within a matter of week to week, so I guess that's our challenge now, is just to keep sticking to our processes and, hopefully, continue on our merry way.
Yeah, mate, road trip this weekend. You're going down to the beautiful Adelaide Oval. It's been redeveloped, but Port Adelaide. What are you faced with these guys?
Well, firstly, the new Adelaide Oval is absolutely outstanding. The crowds they get there are absolutely, they're very one-eyed and, you seem like the whole world's against you down there. So I guess we look forward to that challenge. I mean, it's good having a different atmosphere as opposed to up at the SCG, and we really enjoy playing down there. I mean, we played Adelaide I think in round 3, which was our first win, and it was a really, really good chance to get away, but the crowd there was unbelievable, and really enjoyed the experience.
Dane, I'm glad you said one eyed and not one tooth down there for those Port Adelaide supporters.
I don't judge. I'm sure there's plenty of one-two Sydney Swans supporters.
Hey, mate, look, I just want to say, away from the Swans, right, I don't know whether you want to buy into it or not, but the last couple of weeks, the Richmond players, Vickery with the swinging stiff arm, he only got 4 weeks. Then 2 weeks for what was, I thought, a shocking incident from Rhys Conkin, 2 weeks for that hit on Devon Smith, a flying elbow without Devon Smith even looking at him into the back of the head. We're discussing the National Rugby League seems to be harsher on foul play than the AFL. What's the general thought in the playing group? Did those players get lucky 4 weeks and 2 weeks?
Oh, geez, you saved me a good question early on.
generally.
Matt, I'm not too sure. Like, I guess from a playing group, you don't like seeing that. But we understand that you can get caught up in the heat of the moment, and I guess that's the same with rugby league though. But
Yeah, but they were pretty rank, weren't they? They were rank. They're rank sorts of incidents. Yeah, both occasions, mate, the players weren't looking. The victims.
Yeah, they probably didn't look too good. And as a club, I'm sure there's probably a lot being said behind closed doors that they don't want to play out in the media and stuff. But I guess all I can do is comment from what the Sydney Swans, and we probably wouldn't. We wouldn't see that, acceptable, and that's all I can really say on that. I don't really know what else to elaborate on that.
That's all right. I just thought I'd put you on the spot, mate.
Yeah.
Dane, injuries, mate, this time of the year, you want everyone fit. It looks like you'll be close to full strength with Lance back and Dan Hannanbury.
Yeah, the big bud should be back. He trained well yesterday, and I think he's got two more training sessions to get through for the week, and Dan Hannanbury, well, hopefully he can get through two sessions as well. I mean, he's been bouncing off the walls downstairs, so hopefully he can get out, because he's been an absolute pest downstairs and, just whacking everyone and letting them know he's ready and ready to go. So hopefully they can be back. I'm pretty sure they will be, though.
And Buddy, mate, has he been able to train this week?
Yeah, well, he did a light session yesterday, and our main session is today and on Thursday, so... all signs say he should be sweating. Speaking to him in the locker rooms, I mean, he's pretty confident he'll be right.
And the sessions now, this time of the year, Dane, do they become less intense?
Not less intense. They become shorter. But obviously the intensity has to be up, and so we take back the minutes, whether it be from 60 to 30 or whatnot. So, but the intensity has always got to be up there, because big believers in that you train the way you play. So you play the way you train. Sorry. So a lot of it's just doing that, and maybe just mixing up, the variety of what goes on, just to not keep it so not keep it like a routine, and mix it up, and just get over the process of week to week.
Dane, congrats on a terrific season so far, mate. Keep it going and good luck against Port Adelaide on the weekend. It's going to be terrific. It looks like the Adelaide people have certainly warmed to the revamped Adelaide Oval as a AFL venue. They love it down there. But make sure you go out there and wreck their night, Dane.
Yeah, we'll definitely try to.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, boys. All the best.